Hi all, as I promised earlier, I said I'd post a news item for you and something for you to discuss. The article is from Mrs. Wiltshire and it was posted 3 days ago. Trowbridge Mayor finds walking through town centre blindfolded an eye-opener. Trowbridge Mayor David Halleck walked through the town centre blindfolded using a white stick on Saturday morning to understand struggles facing people with sight problems. Town Councillor Halleck was invited to do a 45-minute trip of the town, carrying out everyday tasks by Trowbridge Lions Club. The Mayor visited Trowbridge's sensory garden and a market in Castle Place, bought a coffee and withdrew money from a cash machine. Councillor Halleck, who was partially guided by Trowbridge Lions Town Choir, Trevor Heeks, said, "It's a very interesting experience, as I didn't have my sight. My sense of hearing and smell seemed to really increase. After having an experience like that, I'd encourage those who are planning pedestrian crossings and are wondering what considerations are needed for the blind to travel go, as it's hard to make a judgment without experiencing what it's actually like." In 1925, American political activist Helen Keller, the first deafblind person to get a US university degree, pleaded for the Lions Club to become Knights of the Blind. And since then, their groups worldwide have worked to help those with visual impairment. American Lion George A. Bonham introduced blind people to using a white stick to help their mobility in 1930. The society's groups across the world have raised about £400 million to treat reversible blindness. John Greenway of Trowbridge Lions said, "Getting the mayor involved has helped highlight the work we are doing supporting the blind and the difficulties they encounter. As a group, we work hard to highlight preventable blindness and I'd encourage everyone to have regular eye tests." Trowbridge Lions has collected boxes in the town's opticians, which sent about 2,000 pairs of old glass donated each year. These are sorted and given to disadvantaged people with vision problems all over the world who cannot afford glasses. For more information, visit www.trowbridgelions.org. So after reading this article to you, I just want to ask you, what would you say is the best way of showing people what it's like to be blind? What's the best way for them to experience what blindness is really like? And do you think that was enough for Councillor Halleck to experience? Was it enough for him to, is it enough to just get him to get a coffee and get money out of a cash machine and walk him across the road and, or her rather, sorry. It's him or her, let me just check. David, sorry. Mayor David Halleck. Is that the best way of showing somebody what it's like to be blind? Or do you think there are better methods? What would you say? What would you do? If you wanted to give somebody an example what it's like to be visually impaired, what would you do? In an ideal world, what would you do? How would you show them? I would like a response to this because this would be very useful for future ideas in mind. But what's your thoughts? Do you think they should do it over a day or an hour or a few days? Or do you think they should do it with a cane? Do you think they should try using a guide dog? What do you think? I'd be very interested to know. So, and what do you think of the response of the people there, the Lions and the members of staff, the people that commented on the article, excuse me. So, do you think that was enough? Do you think more should be done to raise awareness of visual impairment, of the needs of those who are visually impaired? Do you think it should be part of our education system? Just lots of questions that I thoughts that you have about how to communicate what it's like to be visually impaired to the wider community. Okay, that'll be all. I'll leave it there now. And I look forward to your responses.